Joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network live in San Antonio is the head basketball coach at Oregon, and that, of course, is Dana Altman. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. It's great to be in San Antonio.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you on set live with us. So going into the Big Ten, right, that's been a big topic of conversation with all the conference changes, and it doesn't make sense from a geography standpoint, but we know it's money-driven, and I get it. Football drives the train, and I love Dan Lanning. I love the Oregon program for football, but for you guys, how did you think it was the adjustment going through it now for a year?
You know, it was exciting. Change is good. In 14 years that we spent as coaches in the old Pac-10, Pac-12, moving to the Big Ten, you know, provided some challenges, but it was exciting for our fans. I think our players enjoyed it. We had some long trips, but fortunately the school was very supportive in our travel, and so the trips didn't seem that bad. Playing in a lot of new environments, which was fun for our players. So the move was good. The move was good, and I think our players enjoyed it. Our fans enjoyed, you know, new teams coming into Eugene, Oregon to play. So the move overall, I think, was very good.
Dan Altman here with us. You look back at your season, right? You guys were right in it at the end up against Arizona. I know I probably shouldn't tell you this. I had you guys in the betting world, so I was hoping you guys would pull it out there at the end. But you guys beat Liberty, and then it just doesn't go down for you guys late up against Arizona. How do you look at that two-game run in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I really disappointed. We shot free throws great all year. We went 12 for 22, and if you had money on the game, you're probably one of those ones that was screaming at the TV.
Just a little bit.
Besides me, you know. Again, we had shot free throws well all year. As best free throw shooting team we had in 11 years. And for whatever reason, you know, we didn't shoot them well that night, and it cost us. Arizona shot them well. Love had a good game. But we needed those free throws, and 12 for 22 at that time of year is not going to get it done.
You know, it's weird because we knew about the conference changes, but then when you see Arizona play Oregon, you go, oh, this is a Pac-12 matchup. You're like, oh, well, the Pac-12 is really no longer. Those adjustments, was there still some familiarity with Arizona just because of all those years in the Pac-12, or did it look totally different?
No, it was familiar. We went back. We had played them 27 times. In the 14 years we were together in the Pac-12, and we were 15-12 against them. So our guys went into the game, and the last game we had last year in the Pac-12 tournament, we beat them. So our guys went in, you know, pretty confident, and you know, we knew their guards. Bradley was back, KJ Lewis was back, Love was back, so we knew their players. We were fairly confident going into the game and started off great, but again, the free throws, some defensive transition that we just gave them baskets on really, really hurt us. But it felt like a Pac-12 game. We were playing them in Seattle, so
fitting.
Yeah, it felt like a Pac-12 game.
Are there still rivalries, in your opinion, with all the changes in college basketball? Because you mentioned Arizona. It's like, oh, that felt like a rivalry game still for you guys.
Well, when we went to Oregon 15 years ago, Arizona and UCLA were at the top of the league, so obviously, we picked them as the team we got to go get. And so UCLA is still in the league, so we feel like we've got a rivalry with them. Arizona, you know, was a team that we look forward to playing every year. Their crowds are great. They got a lot of tradition. You know, Lute Olson, you know, built that thing, and Sean did a great job. So we always felt like we had a rivalry with them. Washington's kind of a rival, but they're still in the Big Ten. So, you know, I think we've been able to maintain those rivalries, and it'll be a little different trying to establish some rivalries with the schools out east, because their fans won't feel the same, you know, because they're not going to be able to come to our
different
venue.
Energy.
Yeah, and our fans can't go to Ohio State on a Wednesday night to see a game, so you won't have the same types. I think in football they might, because you know you got Saturday games, you know, you're traveling one or two games, you know, so you can go see some different venues. But in basketball, you know, it's different when you're playing 10 road games in a conference season.
I went back, as Dana Altman's here with us, the head men's basketball coach with the Ducks of Oregon, and I looked back at your Elite Eight game in 2017, and I saw the interview you gave when you guys punched that ticket to the Final Four, and you were very calm. You know, that's such a big moment. I know you're excited. Jay Wright, right? We've seen him win a national championship at the buzzer, and it was almost just a state of shock that overtook his body. What do you remember from that night punching the ticket to the Final Four?
Well, I haven't seen the interview, but if I was calm, it was...
you look relaxed.
No, I wasn't. We had to play Kansas in Kansas City, and it was, you know, that's what you've... strive for as a coach. You know, you want to go to the Final Four. You want to win a national title, but to do that, you got to get to the Final Four. So that's a goal, I think, of anybody who enters college basketball. And and ever since, you're trying to get back. You know, we've been to a couple other Sweet 16 since then, but if we're going to get back to the Final Four, you know, you got to get to that Sweet 16 and hope for some good things. We beat Michigan by one, and then we had to play Kansas in Kansas City, and we shot the heck out of it that night. Tyler Dorsey hit like five threes, and so we were able to advance, but and then lose a heartbreaker to North Carolina by one. So it's what every coach, I think, when you get into college coaching or Division I, you're like, Final Four is always a goal. And I was really excited. My family was excited. It was a great night. And to do it, I spent 7 years at Kansas State, so to get Kansas was a little extra special.
For you, is coaching with NIL and the transfer portal, and I get it, Oregon has money, but is it still fun? Like, do you still go to work every day and you're having fun? You can keep yourself, you know, keep on doing this?
Well, the one thing that hasn't changed is I love practice. You know, I love... you know, starting in September, October, and building a team and see what we can put together. Going to practice throughout the year and spending times with the fellas, it keeps you young, it keeps you energized. That hasn't changed. The games are tough. They're no fun. And some of the stuff, you know, has changed our job a little bit. But, you know, my hobby's my job.
Yeah.
So you can never, if I wasn't coaching basketball, I'd be
watching. What would you be doing?
I'd be watching college basketball every night anyway.
So
now I can pretend
coaching.
It's my job. But, you know, I'd have probably got into business. I went and got a master's in business administration, MBA. But it wouldn't, you know, it wasn't the same. And started my career coaching junior college ball. So, you know, I didn't get into it to go into Division I. I wanted to coach JUCO ball, and that's where where I played, and I played Division II. I wasn't riding the bench. You know, I was at a Division II school. So, you know, my thoughts were never about getting in Division I or anything like that. I just wanted to coach, and I got some good players that, sent my career a different direction. But, no, I don't think anybody gets into coaching thinking, you know, I'm going to do this or that. I love going to the gym at 3 o'clock, and it's what I wanted to keep doing.
So, like, when you see a Roy Williams or a Coach K walk away, all righty, Jim Boeheim, you know, it's time. I get it. But when a Jay Wright walks away or a Tony Bennett walks away, I go, ooh, that's a little bit early. For you, how much longer do you think you could see yourself continuing to coach?
You know, I don't know. I'm turning 67 here quickly. I don't know how much longer Oregon wants me to coach, but that'll be part of it. As long as my health and my family's health, all my kids moved out to Eugene, so we got our whole family there in Oregon. That helps. But I want to coach. I got a lot of years left on my contract. And so until the university tells me it's time, or my health, or the fellows on the team just say, Coach, we want somebody new. You know, I want to coach. I love going to work.
Is Oregon definitely the last stop for
Absolutely.
You?
No. I Mr. Knight, Mr. Kilkenny, the two guys that basically hired me, you know, I told them a long time ago, you know, as long as you want me to coach, I'll be here, but I'm not going anywhere else. Oregon's been great to me and my family. I have no thoughts of ever going anywhere else. I love it out there. I think we have a chance to win a national title, and so I definitely wouldn't even entertain the thought of going anywhere else.
Last one for Dana Altman. You look at the games coming up on Saturday. You got four number one seeds. You got Auburn and Florida. I think that's going to be just a slugfest. And then you got two really good coaches with Kelvin Sampson leading the way for Houston going up against John Shire. What stands out to you with Saturday?
Well, you know, personally, I'm kind of pulling for the old guys. I've known Kelvin for a lot of years.
It's their time, it feels
like.
And
Bruce for a lot of years. I don't know the young guys nearly as well. I'm kind of pulling for the old guys. But, you know, Kelvin and Houston, that's a tough game. Duke's got great positional size. They're big at every position. But Houston is really tough. That's going to be a great game. And then you got two Southeast Conference teams playing each other again. So Auburn, Florida will be a great game. At, you know, it's four number one seeds. It's going to be a great tournament. But personally, I'm pulling for the old guys. I hope they do well.
Well, Coach, hey, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
There he is, Dana Altman, the head men's basketball coach at Oregon, kind enough to join us for a few minutes on Radio Row. Good chat there about his future and also all the things going on with the conference changes and also name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal.